Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson, again broadcasting from Minnesota Farm Fest. Another great day here. Our coverage brought to you as a service by Lemkin USA. Right now, we're going to find out more about Ari and the great work that they do. Usually every year, I stop by the tent and check out what the folks are working on. Right now, we're going to speak with the Executive Director, Shannon Schlecht of Ari. And first of all, thanks for coming on. And has it been busy? A lot of people checking you out.
Yeah, it's great to be back at FarmFest this year. And we've got a great tent full of many of our collaborators talking about the different things that they're doing in the food and agricultural space and how it's contributing to the agricultural economy that we have here in Minnesota and across the region. So at ARI, our focus is really around innovation and research and what we can do to look at post-harvest applications for the crops that we produce here in the state. And then looking at what are new value-added ways that we can create new demand, create new products, really look at process improvements overall. And we do that from everywhere from working with local food entrepreneurs to working with ethanol facilities on their different renewable energy needs to co-product streams or byproduct streams to look at ways that we can create more circular approaches there to add new value streams. And then we work on bio-based products as well. So looking at ways that we can replace plastic and petroleum use utilizing renewable products that we produce right here in the state.
I would say this, and I've kind of always said this, is like if you're an agricultural business and you don't have Ari's phone number in your phone somewhere, because you guys have so much knowledge to, and I believe, like, I don't want to put this out there, but I guess, like, most of it is free, or is a lot of the knowledge, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we've got a really unique business model. I've actually never seen another organization quite like ARI around the country from my time of being in the industry. So we have now 35 people that work for the organization. We have two laboratories currently, one in Marshall, Minnesota, one in Waseca, Minnesota. And we do a lot of work to really try to drive ideas right into the marketplace. So we used to do all of our work for free. We do subsidized rates now for Minnesota clients, depending on how large they are. So if you're a starting business below $250,000, it's a 80% subsidy, so you just pay 20% of our costs, right? Which is a really, really good deal to look at the technical and business assistance that you need to take that idea forward, see what opportunities exist, and just all those connections that we have from daily conversations with 35 people canvassing the state, looking at opportunities, looking at constraints, looking at gaps, right, in terms of where can we fill in, and just using that network almost as a third-party R&D arm in many ways to really just help explore those opportunities again. Where can we fit that in, and where can we help drive some more demand utilization of the crops here?
Yeah, you pretty much touched on it there, but the research that you guys, from a business aspect, is irreplaceable.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. You think of, like, a lot of people that get into different ideas, right? They're not experts in those areas, but we're a resource for that, because we've got microbiologists on staff, engineers on staff, chemical engineers, food scientists, meat scientists, all right? And we're available, right, to help out anybody that has an idea and really see what can be done there. So a lot of, I think, like, last year we worked on over 200 projects, right, across the state. It was the ideation that we see across Minnesota is phenomenal. So if you do have an idea out there and you've been thinking about it, I just encourage you to get in touch with one of our business development specialists, have a consultation, and see if there's an opportunity there to move something forward.
I'm going to put up the web address, auri.org. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. Yep. So a simple way to get in touch with us is through the website and then through our offices in Southwest or Southern. And we also have an office in Crookston, Minnesota. We don't have a laboratory there currently, but we do have people up in scattered all across the state. And then about a third of our people are virtual.
Shannon, let's talk about some of the exciting projects that you're working on.
Yeah, we've got our work is, we do a lot of client work on a confidential basis with entrepreneurs, with small businesses, with producers on their ideas. And then we do a lot of work in the initiative space where we're looking at educational opportunities. How do we de-risk some ideas that are that we're trying to move forward? So I think from a client side, our Ag Innovator of the Year this last year was New Starch Solutions. And they are working on, I think, right on trend in terms of packaging material using renewable products, right? Or using starches from the crops that we produce here. So, right, think of all your Amazon deliveries or different things like that. They're looking at higher value refrigerated deliveries. How do we utilize some of our crops into those types of uses? We're showcasing here some of our work in the industrial hemp space. And that is youth looking at biodegradable erosion control mats. So when you think about you're going on a road construction site, you see the mats that are there for erosion purposes. How do we replace those plastic nettings with crops that we can produce right here in Minnesota? That would be biodegradable, right? It's less work, less labor overall. We also just in the last year have launched a lot of work in the small and local regional meat processing space. So we've gone from zero people working in that space on a full-time basis to three people now, right? Looking at how we can work to support that industry, provide some technical assistance, business assistance, some short courses, and look at this on a more regional basis as well. So we're focused on Minnesota, but we're also working with all of our neighboring states because there's just a lot of needs in that area. And how can we not duplicate services, but look at synergies around what's going on across the region too?
Just listening to you, and there's a lot of people always coming up with ideas and different business ideas, and that's what made our country great the way that it is. But I'm just wondering at what step, if somebody is just getting into the process, they know they want to do this and they want to do that, is that when you should call you guys, Ari, and get you kind of involved almost right away?
Yeah, I think the earlier you call us, the better overall in terms of having that conversation with people that I've been in this industry for, you know, decades, right, in terms of looking at these ideas and how do you move them forward or, right, and if we can't help, at least we can help you get to the right people or the right points of contact through our networks by having those conversations and looking at, right, how do we move this forward? How do we save you dollars, right, and time on moving that idea forward? In the worst case scenario that, right, we just don't see a market opportunity, we're saving you some time as well and looking at something new where you could pivot, right, that we may have some ideas around where we're seeing gaps based on your original idea, that it would make sense to look at it slightly differently. So we have business development specialists in food and co-products and in bio-based renewable, and they are a great point of contact to have that initial conversation, see if there's something there to move forward.
The other thing I want to bring up, this isn't something new. I mean, Ori has been around for a while.
Yeah, we're celebrating 33 years this year, right? So it's pretty phenomenal when we look at the history and just the forward thinking of Minnesota in terms of creating an entity that would really look at commercial application, applied research of moving these ideas forward. I'd also just like to add, you know, that we take impact and just our work very, very seriously, right, in terms of looking at how can we really drive these opportunities. I think our last analysis showed that we helped drive $320 million in new sales year on year with companies that we've helped, right? And that's just looking at our client projects. And then we also have all the other work we're doing on ecosystem support, initiatives where we're de-risking new ideas, and then also doing programs like our Webinar Wednesdays and our Fields of Innovation series. And we're just launching a new program again this year around our Entrepreneur in Residence, which is really focused on how do we provide access to specialized equipment and laboratories that don't readily exist in rural Minnesota, and opening up our facilities free of charge for that to take a look at, right, just overcoming those proof of concept needs with the equipment that we have on site.
I think you might touched on it, but is this some of the initiatives that you were talking about?
Yeah, these are that's one of the new program areas that we've that we really want to drive forward, because it's such a great resource, and it's such a high burden for beginning businesses to have to buy some of that equipment. And if we have it, let's put it to better use and get people in, and then you can work side by side with our scientists on that as well. So we're just always trying to think of ways that we can be helpful. And if right, there's I'm sure other things that we can be doing as well. But those are just a few ways that we're trying to really drive opportunities for the agricultural industry, right, and for the economy here.
So I guess the next question would be is how do you guys, ask that again, how do you guys get your funding? I mean, obviously you don't take much money when you have these projects.
Yeah, great question. So we've had a wonderful partnership with the state legislature for the 33 years that we've been in existence. They provide the basis of our funding for support, and then we receive grants, we receive royalties on some inventions that we've created. We do our fee for service work as well on a contract basis, right, for beginning businesses, and then as well for larger businesses where we're collecting some revenue off of that that aspect as well. But I'd say it's right, this partnership with the state has been a tremendous partnership in terms of driving opportunities for the agricultural industry, creating these new innovations and really looking forward around how can we best position Minnesota and position new industry opportunities to have some commercial impact.
I just have to give you kudos. I think this is such a great organization. I'm going to put you on the spot. Who started this? Where did this all start?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it started right in the mid-1980s around looking at the large farm supplies that we had, the low commodity prices. And it was really the state legislature, I'm not going to remember the names. I know Roger Moe was involved. There was a representative from Waseca that was involved, and many, many others, right, in terms of, like, how can we think creatively around this situation that we're in to really spur demand, spur utilization, and help lower those supplies, increase farm gate prices, create new economic development opportunities across Minnesota.
Well, Shannon, great information. I'm going to give you the last word. Anything that we missed or just something you want to reemphasize?
No, I just say that if you have innovative ideas in the food and egg space, we'd love to visit with you. Visit AURI.org. Our team is extremely helpful and motivated, and they are very enthusiastic around driving opportunities that benefit the agricultural industry. So we'd love to visit with you.
And I think the worst thing you're out is a phone call, at least to get things started, right?
That's exactly right.